910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The fragile ceasefire deal in Gaza flaring up over the weekend, but holding. The IDF says two soldiers were killed and Israeli forces retaliated, killing at least 44 in Gaza. President Trump says no U.S. troops will go to Gaza, and he says there is international pressure on Hamas to disarm.
We had a dark cloud over the Middle East, and now it's all, we have a little situation relatively with Hamas, and that will be taken care of very quickly if they don't straighten it out themselves.
The president making the remarks while hosting Australia's prime minister today at the White House. He also announced a deal for the U.S. to access rare earth minerals for Australia. Amazon says it's pinpointed the troubles of its Amazon Web Services after an outage impacted websites worldwide, including the Wall Street Journal, Facebook, and some airlines. It is day 20 of the federal government shutdown. The Senate will take up a vote again later today on a measure to end the shutdown. It's not expected to pass. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, Hayward's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Thousands of Wisconsin residents took to the streets over the weekend for dozens of No Kings protests across the state. For more, here's Civic Media's Max Martinson.
Back in June, organizers of the No Kings movement held what they called the largest coordinated protest during President Donald Trump's second administration. On Saturday, the No Kings movement was back in full effect, with over 2,600 events occurring across the country in protest of what they call an authoritarian style of government. Civic media personnel were on the ground across the state, documenting protests in major cities as well as smaller communities around the state of Wisconsin. Protesters who attended Saturday's events came from all walks of life. Civic Media reporter Lisa Hale spoke with Deb Fenzel from Oshkosh, who joined the No Kings movement for her grandchildren.
Because I feel strongly about doing this for my grandchildren and their rights. I'm not so concerned about me anymore. It may take the rest of my life.
Many protesters from Saturday's events were also part of a younger demographic. Civic Media reporter Melissa Kay spoke with Natalie, a high school student from Wisconsin Rapids, who says that she's still proud of her country despite current leadership.
Don't be afraid to show up and be who you are and be proud of your country. I've had times where I'm not as proud of my country, but I have to remember that I'm not proud of the leadership. I am proud of the USA.
Protesters also included public servants such as Dane County Judge Everett Mitchell, Civic Media reporter Sholly Pittman in Madison.
How are you spending your time? Because make no mistake, our time is being stolen with algorithmic precision.
Many of the protests from Saturday's events also included marches and demonstrations, such as in Milwaukee, where thousands took to the streets. For Civic Media News, I'm Max Martinson. Lisa Hale, Melissa Kay, Isabella Nieto, Parker Olson, and Sholly Pittman contributed reporting.
The Packers beat the Cards.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Arizona, where the Green Bay Packers held on to win last night 27-23 over the Cardinals. The road trip began with a five-hour flight delay when the team plane had mechanical problems on the ground in Green Bay. Matt LaFleur.
From the moment we got on the trip, nothing seemed to go right to in game. There was a lot of things that didn't go right, but the guys kept battling, and that's what it takes in this league.
Packers running back Josh Jacobs had 13 carries for 55 yards, scoring twice, including the winning touchdown, despite dealing with the flu and a calf injury.
They really didn't really want me to play today. It was one of them things where I kind of had to convince them. You also got to know who you're talking to. I'm one of them guys, man, if I feel like I can spin and I'm not going to hurt the team by trying to, play, then I'm going to go out there and give it everything I got.
College football, the Badgers losing to Ohio State 34-0. A report says if Wisconsin decides to fire Luke Fickell, they would owe the coach $25 million in a contract buyout. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, Hayward's home to the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few sprinkles and showers for your Monday afternoon. Breezy south winds up to 30 and highs in the upper 50s. Evening showers tonight. Clouds will stay with us with morning lows in the mid and upper 30s. Another round of showers on Tuesday, mid 40s. Right now it's 55.
Matt Nair on Air.
Hi, it's Jane Matt Nair.
Hi, it's Greg Bach.
I'm Calvin.
Join us weekdays 9 to 11 across the Civic Media Radio Network for Matt Nair on Air.
We cover all the news that directly affects us as Wisconsinites.
And we lighten things up in hour number two with a segment called Audio Sorbet, and this shouldn't be a thing. We hope you can join us.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
A very funny stand-up comic, Mr. Mike Toomey. The last time I saw a Goldie Hawn film in the theater, the male lead was giving her a foot massage, and it was the worst foot I've ever seen. I actually said out loud, I went, ew. And my aunt started cracking up.
Yeah, maybe they could have had a stand-in, like a stunt foot. Or
please,
something.
Even if it's a guy's foot, I don't care.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
I'm joined by my special guest, Tom Paulsiewicz. We dive into Donald Trump's plan to dispatch the IRS against his enemies and Magic Mike's refusal to seat the newest elected congresswoman. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. So when the chant fades, who builds the future? That's the title of my article over at my daily take over at HartmanReport.com. And, you know, my point is that throughout history, throughout American history, we've seen kind of two different things happen. One is, you know, protests and movements that come and then go, right? One of the better recent examples is the Occupy Wall Street movement. The Occupy Wall Street movement really got a lot of traction because people were really pissed off at the big banks. I mean, we had just had this, you know, kind of banking crash. And it got taken over, essentially, by a group of people. And I'm assuming they're well-intentioned. Some have suggested that they're part of this kind of weird political cult out of New York City, but whatever. It was taken over by people who said we should have no leaders, that that's not the way things should be done. That's not, you know, liberal or whatever, that they're, you know. So any time in the Occupy movement, anybody who looked like a leader started to emerge, they got squashed. And the result was that the Occupy movement was a flash in the pan. The Black Lives Matter movement. It had some leaders, but they were not particularly effective. They hadn't essentially risen up through the ranks. I mentioned in the article, you know, my old buddy Tom Hayden. The last time I saw him, he's, you know, passed away now. But the last time I saw him was he and his wife and Louise and I and a few other people were in Dubrovnik in Croatia speaking at a conference there. And I was doing my show live from a radio station in Dubrovnik. And Tom and I were on the air, you know, kind of reminiscing. He essentially started SDS with a Port Huron statement, and of course I was in SDS, and, you know, talking about movement politics, and you look at the movements that have really produced change in history, the movement of the founding of this republic, right, when Jefferson and Adams and Paine and Franklin and all those guys got together and signed the Declaration of Independence and put themselves out as leaders and said and created an organization that ultimately became the Continental Congress and then, you know, the United States of America. That it for a movement to succeed, you must have two things. You must have leadership and good leadership, of course. And you must have organization, you must have structure, you must have some sort of an organization that's going to live beyond the movement. So you look at, you know, the structure and the leadership that came out of the civil rights movement with, for example, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. SDS and Tom Hayden, and there were a few other people who were very prominent in that, the Black Panthers back in the day. There have been some very, very effective movements that the suffrage movement, with Jane Addams and Susan B. Anthony, the movement for the union movement, and Samuel Gompers and, you know, all those guys who fought so valiantly. He created the American Federation of Labor back when it wasn't quite legal. I mean, you know, that was in the, I don't recall exactly when Gompers started the AFL, but I think it might have been in the 1890s, certainly in the 1910s or teens. And, you know, labor unions weren't fully legalized until 1935 with the Wagner Act, the National Labor Relations Act, that was signed by Franklin Roosevelt. So movements that have membership, movements that have organization, movements that have leadership, they carry you forward. So where is that? What is that? We've got two things right now. We've got two institutions, two organizations, and they both have some leaders in them that have the potential to carry this anti-fascist movement. And it's not just anti-Trump. This fascist movement has been growing in the United States. I mean, we went through this back in the 19th century. In the Old South, ceased to be a democracy in the 1840s. Because as a result of the invention of the cotton gin, this technological change, it produced this cultural change, or this economic change, rather, that produced a political change in the Old South. And you ended up with a handful of families in the South controlling, you know, the Confederacy. And they just, you know, if white people spoke up, not just against slavery, but just against the oligarchs, right? Just said, hey, you know, we'd like to have better pay, or we want a union, or we don't want you to, you know, destroy our little family farm or something. They would get lynched. They would get crushed. Many people fled the South as a result of that sort of thing, of all races, of course. But so, you know, we've had fascist movements before, and we've fought back against them. The South declared war on the United States once it had entirely lost its democracy in the 1850s, in the early 1860s, in 1861. They declared war against us, trying to end democracy in the United States. Now we've got another movement. You know, last week I wrote an op-ed suggesting that what we're experiencing right now with the GOP is that it's basically become the modern reinvention of the old Confederacy, right down to advocating slavery, not chattel slavery, not the old-fashioned kind of slavery, but they've got these new forms, which include prison labor and include workers who are not represented by unions, the destruction of unions. A third of us were in unions when Ronald Reagan came into office. Now it's around 6 or 7%. I mean, these are significant things. And so the two organizations that I think have the potential to be the things that bring us out of this, that successfully push back against this right now, are, number one, the Indivisible. Indivisible has been largely organizing these protests, and the Democratic Party. And as you know, those of you who've been listening to me for a long time, you know, for 23 years I've been saying, get inside the Democratic Party. We've got to get inside. When Congressman Khanna in the last hour said that he thinks that we are in a populist progressive moment, I believe, and I think I can substantiate this. In fact, I in my book, The Hidden History of American Oligarchy, I wrote about this extensively. I believe that we have been in a progressive populist moment, frankly, ever since at least 2008, that, you know, that was the early eruptions of that, as it were, the early indicators of that was the election of Barack Obama, who ran as a progressive and a populist. Now, he didn't quite govern as a progressive. I mean, he did some good things. I'm not an opponent of Barack Obama, but I'll just leave it at that. My point is that the Democratic Party is a powerhouse. This is a billion-dollar nonprofit corporation where the door is wide open and anybody can walk in. And progressives need to be actively working to take over the Democratic Party. At the same time, you've got Indivisible, which is a great organization. They've got a couple of leaders who are fairly high profile, although they have not been the kind of, you know, fire and brimstone, really articulate speakers that you typically see. You know, the Martin Luther King types that you see, you know, historically have led movements, or Susan B. Anthony, you know, or Thomas Paine, but or Abraham Lincoln for that matter. But I think that it's a great organization, and I'm looking forward to seeing what's next. Because if all we do is walk in the streets, you know, in frog costumes and hold signs, Donald Trump will just pat us on the head and say, "Isn't that cute?" Which is essentially what he's doing. And so, you know, when the chant fades, who builds the future? I think it's a really important question. I don't have an easy answer. I see these two organizations, and I encourage you to go over to HartmanReport.com. It's free, and read my article, When the Chant Fades, Who Builds the Future? It's right up at the top. And share your thoughts, share your comments, you know, and share it with other people. What are we going to do? Because, this is, as I mentioned, the first movement in our history of our country that had leadership and structure was the movement to create our country. And Thomas Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence. And I want to read from the Declaration of Independence. These are actual quotes from, this is in the Declaration of Independence, you know, all men are created equal, quack, quack, quack. You know, it goes through all that stuff for a couple of paragraphs, and then it has this list of crimes the king has committed against the colonists. And this is part of the list. He has refused to assent to laws, the most wholesome and necessary for the public good. Well, Donald Trump is breaking the law right in front of us. He has obstructed the administration of justice. He's doing that right in front of us. He has made judges dependent on his will alone. Well, look at the Supreme Court. He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people. ICE? He has kept among us, in times of peace, standing armies without the consent of our legislators. Again, ICE, and now, you know, bringing in the army. For cutting off trade with all parts of the world. Look at this, you know, has these wild, you know, tariffs. And then finally, he has excited domestic insurrections amongst us. And, you know, January 6th, anybody? Donald Trump has become King Charles II, or maybe it was King Charles III by that time. And King George King George III. And Charles is the current guy, and he's the third. But my point is that this is such a critical moment, and we really need to be seizing this moment. And, you know, showing up in the streets is great, and I know so many of you did. I mean, at least 7 million people were out in the streets. Some people are saying, and the numbers are as high as 12. We probably won't know for a week or so as they tabulate the results. But also, go to indivisible.org and sign up. Go to your local Democratic Party meeting and volunteer. Let's get moving.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And, of course, there's a lot of other great organizations out there, you know, that you can sign up with as well. So, you know, find one. Be a part of the movement. If you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Hey, let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, or text TOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com, use the code TOM, or text TOM to 511-511 and save over 24% with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced, also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2030. At the Recombobulation Area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and your dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Louise swears by this stuff. She loves it. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance. It's spelled Vibrience.com/Tom to get Vibrance Super C Serum. Vibrance.com/Tom.
7 million souls filled the streets that day with cardboard signs and hope in their hands. They sang for a dream they still believed in, but the cameras blinked and the moment ran. Crowd was a storm, the cause was pure, but power don't tremble from a single roar when
when the chant fades down and the night grows quiet, who's still knocking on democracy's door? When the chant fades, who builds the future? When the lights go dark, who holds the flame? It ain't the tweet, it ain't the picture, it's the work you do when they forget your name. When the chant fades, who builds the future? That's the question time keeps whispering still.
24 there minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Yeah, who's going to build the future? That's got to be us, right? Remember when Steve Bannon famously at the beginning of the first Trump administration said that their strategy was going to be to flood the zone with, and, you know, beep, the S word there, shall we say poop? Well, Trump has our crazy alert for the day, although I think it's a disgusting alert, actually. Is that he posted a fake video of himself flying a jet, wearing a crown, King Trump, and then dropping feces, dropping poop on demonstrators. This is our president? Can you imagine Dwight Eisenhower doing something like that? Or Jack Kennedy? Or Ronald Reagan? Or even George W. Bush? I mean, this is so childish. This is so puerile, if that's the if I'm saying the word right, one of those words you read and rarely hear. It's pathetic. I mean, the other leaders in the world, Trump got into this pissing match in the White House apparently this morning, from what I'm reading over on rawstory.com, with Kevin Rudd, who's now the Australian ambassador to the United States, the former prime minister. And he's sitting right there with the Australian Prime Minister in the White House, and one of these right-wingers that they brought in to pretend that they're reporters says, Donald Trump, says, President Trump, what do you think of Mr. Rudd here, the ambassador, after all the nasty things he said about you? And Trump goes, oh, he said nasty things about me? And then he turns to Rudd and says, you said nasty things about you? Rudd says, well, before you were president, I'm a little more diplomatic now. And Trump says, well, I don't like you then. And it's like, this is a child. We have a 10-year-old sitting in the White House. This is not how you govern a nation of 330 million people. It requires, you know, tact and diplomacy and thoughtfulness and intelligence, not, you know, yeah, you said something bad about me, I'm going to dump poop on you. Really? This is just pathetic. So what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where smart people get their news. We'll be right back with your calls.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
The Farmers for Free Trade motorcade passed through Wisconsin last week. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, and we'll talk more about what the discussion looked like after this. From mealtime to snack time, pork has got you covered. Toss chops, rice, veggies, and seasonings in one pan for a weeknight flavor that gets everyone excited. Or add Italian sausage to soup for instant comfort food vibes. It's flavors worth sharing around the table, because when pork's involved, every meal becomes the main event. For more crowd-pleasing recipes, visit tastewhatporkcando.com. This message brought to you by Wisconsin Pig Farmers and the Pork Checkoff. Brian Keel is the executive director of Farmers for Free Trade. He says when it comes to the economic damage by the current trade policy, he says it's more than just the loss of markets. He says retaliatory measures impact things like machinery parts and fertilizer.
We don't need to be putting tariffs on inbound tractor parts. That's hurting our farmer. That's squeezing our farmer. We could have exemptions to those tariffs so that we could be pushing for expanded market access elsewhere, without hurting the farmer in terms of raising input costs. So I think there are other ways that we can prosecute these kind of trade wars. Also, the question of, should we be going after every country in the world at once, or should we be prioritizing and saying, if China's our priority, let's get our allies together and really squeeze China, maybe not launch multiple trade wars at the same time, because I think that's part of what's causing the disruption and the uncertainty.
That's the message from Brian Keel, executive director of Farmers for Free Trade. Their motorcade is touring the country right now, wrapping up in Washington, D.C. in early November. We'll take a look at midday commodity prices after this.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Equity Livestock Cooperative, marketing your livestock, financing your operation, and supporting the livestock community since 1922. And to Cleary Building Corp. Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook and Instagram.
Midday from Chicago. Overall, commodity prices are trading higher, all except for December new crop corn, trading 2.25 cents lower at 420 and a quarter. November new crop beans are up 9.25 cents at 10.28 and three quarters. Cash wheat is up a penny and a half at 5.05 and a quarter. And July 2026 new crop wheat is up 2.75 cents, trading at 5.44 and a quarter. The November Class 3 milk contract is trading 28 cents higher at 16.93 a hundredweight. The December contract up 21 cents at 16.72. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, Hayward's home for the Midwest Farm Report, with me, Pam Yonke.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few sprinkles and showers for your Monday afternoon. Breezy south winds up to 30 and highs in the upper 50s. Evening showers tonight. Clouds will stay with us with morning lows in the mid and upper 30s. Another round of showers on Tuesday, mid-40s. It's 57 at our studios.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety, because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month, or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire 3-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com.
I have to tell you about clothing from Quince. This, they have the most amazing stuff. Quince has the kind of fall staples you're actually going to want to wear over and over and over again. Like 100% Mongolian cashmere from just $60. Classic fit denim, real leather and wool outerwear that looks sharp and really holds up. By partnering directly with ethical factories and top artisans, Quince cuts out the middlemen to deliver premium quality at half the cost of similar brands. I have several sweaters from Quince, and I love them. They're affordable and fashionable. They're part of my go-to wardrobe and have held up super well. And Quince has really become a go-to across the board. Louise has been checking out their bedding and travel accessories. Layer up this fall with pieces that feel as good as they look. Go to quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. And it's now available in Canada, too, by the way. That's quince.com/THOM, quince.com/Tom, for free shipping and 365-day returns.
A middle class strong, a future wide, but they sold our dreams for a stack of gold and left us broken, hungry, cold. It's the great
past the hour. Welcome back. So I just want to put a punctuation mark on what I said before, and then I'll pick up your calls here. We are facing the possibility that the United States of America could become a fascist country. We're seeing politicians, Republican politicians, literally openly promoting fascism and ridiculing people who are anti-fascist. In fact, not just ridiculing, putting a target on their back. Trump has come out and said that, quote, Antifa is a domestic terrorist organization. There, of course, there is no such thing as Antifa. It means anti-fascist. My father was an anti-fascist. He volunteered for World War II straight out of high school. But if we don't have a movement, and if we don't have strong and visible leadership, and I realize this is probably not a fashionable statement to make. You know, because over the last, 15 years or so, there's this idea that, you know, floated out of this weird little political cult in New York City that movements should be leaderless and you know, it's look out for people with big egos and all this kind of weird stuff. And but the simple fact of the matter is that people, not just authoritarian followers, but pretty much everybody really wants a leader. They want somebody who will stand up. They want somebody who will speak out. Look at Bernie Sanders. Look at how Bernie has changed the face of America. He's a leader. Look at what John Kennedy did. Look at what Lyndon Johnson did. Look at what Abraham Lincoln did. Look at what FDR did. Look at what Jefferson and Madison and Adams and Payne. These guys were leaders. Look at what Jane Addams did and Ida Wells and they were leaders. They were not afraid to assume the mantle of leadership. Where are our leaders now? Who are the leaders of the Democratic Party? Chuck Schumer? Give me a break. I mean, he's a great legislator. He knows how to run, you know, he knows how to run the Senate. But right now, we don't need a bureaucrat, essentially. We need a leader. Hakeem Jeffries? Perhaps he has the potential to become a great leader, but, you know, so far, I think he's doing, he's off to a good start. But the biggest leadership that, or the best leadership that I'm seeing right now in the Democratic Party is Bernie Sanders, who's going to leave the scene. You know, I mean, he's not going to run for reelection. He's in his 80s. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And now we've got Zoran Mamdani. And, you know, there's a couple of, you know, there's a couple of senators that are stepping up and a couple of members of the House who are stepping up. And you know, there's Sheldon Whitehouse and Chris Coons. And, you know, there's a handful of them. and a handful of people in the House of Representatives, Congressman Ro Khanna, Congressman Mark Pocan. These guys exhibit some real leadership. But the party is just kind of all over the place. And the Indivisible Movement, can you name who runs the Indivisible Movement? I mean, there's this guy named Ezra who pops up on TV a lot, but, you know, I'm sure he's a great manager for the movement. But are we seeing speeches? Are we seeing the things that you associate with leader? I want leadership and organization. And, you know, my opening rant this hour was basically, we need to get inside these organizations, we need to build this stuff, we need to support it. And if you feel like you have leadership capabilities, and that is something that is a combination of temperament that we're born with and life experience that we learn. You learn how to speak in front of other people. You learn how to present things. And you know, largely through experience. That's why they have things like the Dale Carnegie course and stuff like that. So I just want to put that out. If we can't, in the very near future, start seeing genuine leadership and clear organization on the pro-democracy side, we are going to end up a fascist nation. And that would be such a crime after 250 years. It would be such a crime. All right, what's on your mind? Let's pick up some calls here. Michael in Bronx, New York. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Glad to speak with you. You know, first off, let's add Jasmine Crockett to that list.
Yes, please.
Leaders.
Yep, thank
yes.
you.
Yes. Yes, you just crossed my mind on that. But someone said before, and I'm in total agreement, that the Republicans are not taking anything seriously. I'm referring to the government shutdown, and I'm referring to the recent No Kings rally, and you touched base on that a little bit, which I'll get to in a moment. But when it comes to the government shutdown, let's remind everyone that it is the Republicans that shut it down. It is MAGA Mike Johnson who keeps BSing the American public. You keep saying that the Democrats don't want to reopen the government, but you're the one. You, Mike Johnson, are the one that has Republicans out on extended vacations and getting paid on top of that. And then you got to ask yourselves, and the big question is, how the hell do you reopen government without having all hands on deck? So that's for starters right there. And then, of course, you want to delay swearing in the newly elected Arizona Democrat into the House, but you sure as hell didn't have any problems getting your Republican buddies sworn in the midst of a shutdown or in the midst of a break. You know, I call myself the dedicated foe of BS for a reason there, Tommy. You know me enough for that. And then, you know, Trump keeps on with his garbage. And then we go into the No Kings rally. I could not attend because I had church service that very afternoon. But Lord knows I said prayers for everybody's safety because I heard the potential stuff and stunts that Trump and company were going to do. But clearly, Hate America rally, you know, the ones that hate America are the ones in January 6th. Mm. And I has sent a message. I encourage people to spread the message and spread the word because I know there's going to be more rallies in the future. And that is, since when the hell did the definition of America ever become Donald J. Trump?
Oh yeah, and look at the
dictionary.
You know, we had these
the dictionary.
Yeah, we had these rallies, you know, on Saturday, and Greg Palast and I spoke down in San Diego, you know, which is about 2 hours south of Los Angeles, on Saturday. And then on Sunday, or maybe I've got this wrong. No, it was on Friday, I guess. I was speaking in Los Angeles. And then on Saturday, I spoke in San Diego, and Saturday I spoke in Los Angeles. And that was, you know, during the No Kings rally, right? And so Greg was driving up from, you know, actually he was going to take the train up from San Diego to Los Angeles to join us. I flew. And
Whiskey Pete Hegseth and J.D. Vance decided that they were going to shoot, you know, artillery shells over the California freeway and the rail lines from the ocean into Camp Pendleton, you know, which is north of San Diego and south of Los Angeles. And so Gavin Newsom, the governor, comes out and says this is dangerous stuff, and he shuts down, you know, about 15 miles of the freeway. And the Hegseth comes out and goes, oh, he's just a wuss. He's just, you know, he's so terrified. And, you know, we've got this under control and everything is good. And I don't know if you read about this, Michael, but one of those artillery shells exploded in the air over the highway and rained shrapnel down on a bunch of California Highway Patrol cars and motorcycle guys because they were the only ones who were there. And, you know, it was exactly what Gavin Newsom warned us about. I mean, it's just just crazy.
And these Republicans think that's funny when you're endangering the lives of other people.
Well, this was an attempt to screw up the protests or to upstage the protests. I mean, they're genuinely afraid of this movement. And go ahead.
By the way, real quick, that stunt that Trump pulled with that AI with him flying over with the crown.
Pooping on people,
and then dumping manure. He took that from a movie, namely Smokey and the Bandit 2 from 1980.
Oh,
interesting. So everyone knows.
Okay, Michael, thank you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, exposing the con in conservatives. Stay with us. What if I told you that most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top 5 collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's at the end. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Did the average S&P 500 CEOs earn in less than 2 days what their typical worker earned in all of 2023? Yes. In 2023, the average S&P 500 CEO earned about $17 million, or about $46,849 per day, compared to under $64,000 per year for the average worker. Median figures were similar. CEOs made $16.3 million, while median workers earned about $81,000, equivalent to less than 2 days of CEO pay. High CEO compensation remains a stark contrast to the modest worker earnings across major U.S. companies. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Federal budget cuts mean bad news for Wisconsin's trout populations. That's because the budget slashes funding for the USGS Ecosystem Mission Area. It's the primary program that works to control invasive sea lampreys. The parasitic fish have caused billions of dollars in damage to Great Lakes fisheries, but that trend had been reversing in recent years thanks to work and research that is now being dismantled. Leaves are are falling, and now is a great time to rake them up, put them in bags, and have them trucked off to the landfill. Actually, that's not so great for the environment. Turns out fallen leaves are where pollinators like to spend the winter, and they can also help fertilize your lawn. UW Extension experts say most of the time, it's best just to leave the leaves where they fall. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
They were it. That's the ballgame.
Adrian Klenz is executive director of the Center for Deafblind Persons. Those cuts, those programs would be rolled into something else. Is there a group deafblind children could be folded into?
There is no other program. Those seven individuals have the specialized training to help those with dual sensory loss. There's no one else in the state of Wisconsin that has that training.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Hey, if you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake with your snoring and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, or text TOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with a happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com and use the code TOM or text TOM, T-H-O-M, to 511-511 and save over 24% with a happy Z-Pack. Remember, Zepa's happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply. Welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour. Picking up your calls here, David in Clearwater, Florida. Hey, David, thanks for listening to WMNF. What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to cheer for you, and I wanted to ask the congressman from California, and I just didn't hear that part of the program, I guess. Will it be a good thing to continue to do these?
Oh, yeah.
No.
There's no doubt in my mind they're going to continue doing them. I'm guessing it'll be probably a few weeks, maybe a month before they announce another date. I mean, that's what happened last time, but they'd be crazy to just drop this with all this momentum.
Good.
Okay. Don't you think?
Well, I'm just saying, yeah, let's do another one.
Yeah.
You know, I'm 81 years old, and I can't get out that much, but my girl goes to all of them. She takes her sister, and they go to these things. And
that's great. That's great.
It's really just wonderful. It's like people can actually go out and do this. Now, I don't know what Trump's going to do to try to cut it off.
Yeah.
Call out the military for
If it got real frequent, which is what happened in the 60s, you know, with the anti-war protests. I mean, in many cases, we were showing up every single day. And that's when they started tear gassing us and started, you know, saying, oh, you're blocking the streets. We're going to arrest you and stuff like that. So, David, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Tom. We came across a story yesterday afternoon. I'm sorry, my partner was reading it. I was exercising on my elliptical machine. But the story was that, because I wanted to send it to you, but she said she clicked past it. Maybe it's in her browser history. But the president of Colombia, the nation of Colombia, has filed a formal complaint with the State Department and the Department of Justice, alleging that one of the ships that was open boats that was destroyed by Donald Trump, claiming that they were Venezuelan drug ships, was actually a Colombian fishing vessel that was
in distress. Hello? Paul, you just vanished. And I don't think it's your response to my interrupting you. But Paul is right. There was a Colombian fishing vessel, or at least this is according to the president of Colombia, and he's got the name of the guy. And the guy was just out fishing, and his boat was having some problems, apparently. And along comes the military, and they blow it up. And I think this is why this general, or this admiral, rather, this naval admiral, just resigned. Paul, are you back with us? Nope, he's not. Okay, he's gone. Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today?
Not too much, Tom. Look, I was really heartened by the protests, the No Kings protests over the weekend. But unfortunately, I'm going to have to say something that you're probably not going to like. There was a caller this morning that was saying that he was also complaining about kind of the frivolity of the protest because, you know, it's a very serious moment, and SNAP benefits are about to go away due to the government shutdown, and we need more, you know, strident action, I guess is what he was saying. Yeah. I don't know if he's a food stamp or SNAP recipient or not. But I'm approaching it from a totally different perspective, and I feel bad, but I can't help it. Look, this is really power concedes nothing. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump is an idiot. Yes, the protests probably aggravated him to no end, but he's really not in charge. And really, truthfully, neither Stephen Miller or his Trump's fascist cabinet. Mm-hmm. The Kremlin in Beijing are calling the shots. They're not going to let Trump leave. They can't. They can't let Trump leave office. And let me tell you, there's this organization called the European External Action Service, okay? It is a European Union. It's under the purview or rubric of diplomacy, but it's not. The Kremlin's going to figure it out. They're the ones that are going to start rounding up all these shadow fleet ships and all this illicit hydrocarbon
The Russian oil tankers?
Yes. And you know, we've been through this before, the Cuban Missile Crisis, all right? Yeah. And eventually, admirals and captains, commodores, whatever, if you're in the naval military service, European Union, American, you didn't sign up to commit suicide. Yeah. Okay, your job, you're not a
politician. Or to illegally execute people.
Right, which is what, you know, Trump's doing in the Caribbean, apparently.
Yep.
And the president of Colombia, Petro is his last name, he's been a long-time thorn in Trump's side. And Trump has got a very simple pattern. You know, people have named it Taco. Trump chickens out every time, right? Mm. Trump always chickens out. The Kremlin knows this. The Tomahawk thing. Okay? I mean, you know, and I'm not – look, I don't have Trump derangement syndrome. It is too late. All right, the biggest things that destroyed America was when Bernie lost in 2015, okay, and then when Ben Carson, you know, gave Trump his you know, we're not political, we just love America stuff. Right. And this is ushered in fascism. And we all get in line and stop falling in love – I think World War III, we can survive the aftermath, maybe.
Yeah, I'm very concerned about it, too. Dave, thank you. We'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-209-4324. 800-209-4324. 800-209-4324. 209-4324. That's 800-209.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin.
help prevent drug to driving, and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After announcing a rare earth minerals deal with Australia, President Trump says he's confident he and China's President Xi can finalize a trade deal before a new round of tariffs kick in for China on November 1st. China recently said it would limit its export of rare earth metals.
We have a tremendous power. And that's the power of tariff. And I think that China will come to the table and make a very fair deal. Because if they don't, they're going to be paying us 157% in tariffs.
Analysts say tariffs typically get passed on to businesses and U.S. consumers. Hamas announced it is handing over another Israeli captive to the Red Cross today and then on to the IDF for identification. The body located Sunday, Hamas says, in Gaza. It is day 20 of the federal government shutdown. Democrats and Republicans remain deadlocked over restoring health care benefits. The Senate takes up another vote tonight on a measure to end the shutdown. It's not expected to pass. This is ABC News.
Fabulous.